And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We have him. Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star is here, and we're going to be talking some fishing. I guarantee you that. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort. Much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Going to be a great day today. Man, we talk about it a lot, but what great timing to have Captain Tim in here with what's going on right now. Is bluefin showing up and biting and all the good fishing going on. This is going to be a great day.
Yeah, good morning, Tim.
Hey, good morning. Yeah. Funny thing is, we say bluefin showing up. The bluefin have been here the whole time.
Yeah, like, they never left.
No, they really haven't. You know, they track up and down the coast. That's what they've been doing. It really now, what, we're going on the past five, six years.
Yeah.
They really don't leave.
Yeah.
You know, all the guys, excuse me, ourselves included, going up and down on longer trips, you'll run into just these vast areas, 200 miles south one day, 250, 180, 100. They just swim up and down the coast.
Around.
Yeah. And different areas of them, too. These are the big ones today. These are the smaller ones. Well, I really like the fact that we're seeing this mixed grade of fish this early. I mean, in addition to being an incredible it's a great indication of the fact that the population is rebounding.
So healthy.
This fish is still coming across, you know, and so.
The commercial guys are done.
Oh, yeah, they're
been
done.
Been done since January.
Yeah.
There's no interference there.
We talked about it before, but what a great job they're doing of sticking with the program, following the quotas, and that, no doubt in my mind, both on this side and likely the west side of the Pacific also, has contributed to this incredible boom that we've seen in the amount of bluefin that's available. And, you know, again, it hasn't gone anywhere. It's just a matter of getting out there. It's weather and, you know, I'm sure water temp, whatever, you know, makes a difference, because it seems like the warmer it gets, the more eager they are to bite.
To
cooperate, if you will.
And the water's finally ticking up here.
Yeah. You get into that 62, 63, 64 range, now we're talking. I mean, we catch them in that 59 to 61, 62. Once in a while, you'll have a shot at them, but typically, you know,
to get with it.
You'll pick a few if you're lucky. You know, they'll swim around, do their thing, and not bite. Once you get up in there in that 64 and above, that's when it's game time.
Yeah.
I take it, man.
You know what was cool yesterday, Ricky, was when we had Marcus and Adam in the studio, is talking about the spread of fish. We heard from Mike on the Tribute. He was in a totally different area catching bluefin.
Right.
You know, Booger was in a totally different area catching bluefin. And then
Bill
Cavanaugh on the Intrepid was in a totally different area. And all these guys were catching bluefin. So it shows you the spread of the fish.
We're talking, you know, U.S. waters to Mexican waters. I mean, literally hundreds of miles separating guys and all calling the same thing. Hey, man, this looks good. They're biting. We're on them. You know, it was. You're right. What a good call that is.
Yeah. And think of how small the piece of ocean that those boats are occupying. Relative to the amount of water, it's just this little tiny just grain of sand. And, you know, I'll give you an example. We went on that trip in January. We had Larry Brown, you know, the famous Larry Brown, arranged a trip kind of last minute impromptu. We saw fish. So the first day, I didn't want to go too long. We stopped short at night because we started seeing some sign of fish. It was like it was down around that knuckle or whatever it was, you know, the hidden bank.
Uh-huh.
So we stopped the boat and we saw a sign of bluefin there in a bunch of different places. We basically just started there and worked down all day. We caught a few on kelps. They were smaller sized fish, like 20, 30 pounders. Anyway, we worked down all day, worked out of the sign. We were down there south of Colonnette, still caught some yellowtail, ran down all night, you know, down there, I think, well, I want to say we started 180, 190 miles. And the bulk of the fish were at 230 to 250, right? So we bombed it for that zone. Sure enough, it's an incredible sign down there. That's where the commercial guys were working at the time. Just saw school after school. We weren't that successful because they wouldn't bite. We had to turn around and bomb it home. And the idea was to look.
Sure, you know, look the whole way back.
The whole way back. We never ran out of them.
Wow.
The whole 80
miles.
80 miles of
80
fish.
Miles. We just kept, and it was just
school here, school
and how many
there.
Day, sonar how many day trip was this?
It was a 3-day.
It was a 3-day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sonar,
that's
schools,
awesome.
Schools on top, little bird deals. You know, we finally, like right before dark, we got into green water and it shut us down. But we 80 miles.
The whole time. You see one on the screen, the guy up top, hey, I got one over here.
Yeah.
Hey, there's some birds. I see some fish jumping. Just different types of
signs
of fish the whole way.
That, you know, I mean, you go for an hour and not see anything and then, you know, big sweep of the screen, like, oh, my God, look at
that's
that.
That's so
again,
cool.
You know, we figured we'd see a spot or two, and, you know, you know you're trying to extend your day, and you keep running out of time because you stop. You got to try it. It's like, oh, I can't not,
can't not do this.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, sun's setting, and you're getting in at noon. You know? Whatever.
So what's happening on the Royal Star
cool.
right now?
So the guys are on the last long trip of the season, and they're having a great trip.
Okay.
Really good fishing. Yeah, really good fishing out of Hurricane Bank. Mostly from talking to Brian last night, 80 to 150 pound fish. A few stand out bigger. Seems like every day they got a shot or two at big
cool.
ones. And then really good wahoo fishing too.
The wahoo fishing's been insane this
spring. Yeah, they showed up
this spring, huh?
Yeah, it's great to see.
Yeah,
you know, it's been a few years down there where that's been a missing element. But you know, obviously the wahoo fishing up north has been incredible.
Yeah.
But they've definitely moved in force. I mean, it's just. It kind of reminded me when he was describing it was like that Alejos Rocks phenomenal. It's just like every day more just keep moving in.
That's
like,
so
where
cool.
the hell they keep coming from? But
wow.
They kept coming.
That's
so,
cool.
Yeah. They're doing a little trophy hunting now. I mean, they're basically done on fish as far as quantity goes.
Sure.
16 anglers. They've got
16 people.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
Every year, the Yamada ultra, special. Yeah. Yeah, ultra limited. It's just, it's like heaven.
It's by design.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You'd rather pay a few more bucks and just have such a light load, and how nice must that be?
Exactly. And then this time of year, too, although traditionally it is good weather down there, they just had beautiful, I mean, perfect weather.
Cool.
Not,
oh, that's
grease
cool.
Calm, because you don't want it to be greasy.
A little texture.
Yeah, it gets too hot. Just have a little bit of texture, enough for the kite.
Cool.
You know,
nice.
The whole nine yards is just... They're living right now.
How good does that sound?
Now, I was looking at the Royal Star website, RoyalStarSportFishing.com, that I linked through the Let's Talk Hookup website, and I was looking at the book online schedule, and there isn't much there.
No.
So I wrote it down. So so there's one spot each on a three-day trip on 5/21 and 5/26. One spot each on each of those three-day trips.
Right.
That's it. There's a four-day trip with a lot of space in September 25th. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me for, like, big fish?
Yeah, so what happened there, it just as of last week, had a charter master who's been with us forever. We just love him, Ed Hansen. He's a tremendous guy, and our group's fished with us forever. And he has this convergence of events in his life, you know, weddings,
sure.
This, that, the other thing, his son, and they couldn't swing it this year. We did everything we could to try to make it happen, and he said, hey, can we just postpone it? We said, hell yeah, we can postpone it. So we chopped it up, and we made a brand-new four-day and a brand-new three-day trip. And
the 3 days already sold out.
Yeah,
the 4 day in September.
The 4 day in September. September 25th.
That 25th through the 29th, which is a Saturday through a Wednesday, if I remember right.
How are their spots still available?
Well, I mean, like I said,
we just put it up.
We put that online on Wednesday or Thursday, I want to say.
Yeah, okay.
We put it on there last week.
Yeah.
So it's a great opportunity. And,
oh,
and look at that time of year, the last five or six years.
Oh, that's prime is the prime. And then there's... a couple spots on a three-day right after Christmas, December 28th, and that is it. Oh, excuse me. There's a spot on the first Mazatlan trip on March 1st.
Right.
March 1st, and that's it. Second Mazatlan trip's already sold out. Yeah. So
I love to hear that.
Yeah. I mean, I was looking at it. It's all red. It's like sold out, full. Yeah. And that's pretty much the deal there. So if you want to go on the Royal Star, you better get on it, right?
Yeah, it's been I think, obviously, this has been there's a lot of anglers last year who they didn't get the chance to go fishing with us.
Right.
And a lot of those anglers now, you know, because the whole nightmare of COVID is, you know, obviously it's not gone, but it's tapered off. I think everybody's feeling a lot more confident that we can, you know, run the trip safely and everybody, you know, go out there and do their thing. So... A pretty good foundation was laid from the anglers who, you know, they were reluctant to go last year. They said, hey, just keep my deposit, roll on in the next year. So we had a leg up in our bookings this year, thank goodness.
Yeah.
But it's certainly limited as far as the availability goes. And you know, we're blessed because of it. Thank you.
And the fishing was so good last year. It's already off to such a good start already. I mean, the signs are just there. Like, it's just, I mean, it's showing. I mean, that's why.
Yeah. You have a hard time not expressing confidence in what
you see.
I mean, and this bluefin, if it follows the pattern, it's not going to go anywhere. It's just, it lives here. You know,
camps out.
For the time being, it's all that, you know, whatever it is, delicious forage that they just can't seem to swim away from between here, Channel Islands, back down, you know, out off coastal or offshore Baja. I mean, it's just this, it's the perfect convergence of conditions to hold those things in this zone and attract more and more. And you know, just like the previous years, if they're here because the groceries are good, you know,
other stuff.
Their yellowfin buddies are
going
to show up.
Yeah.
The Dorado and Yellowtail, and maybe Yellowtail already there.
Yeah.
And, you know, dare we say, you know, perhaps this might be a year where, you know, an odd long fin or
two. Yeah, whoa.
Yeah, you guys made it happen last year. Why not make it again
exactly.
this year?
That's a great
You guys caught one last year?
Oh, yeah, we got one.
Yeah, they got the one.
They got the one?
Yeah, they got the albacore last year.
Yeah, we
there you go.
Yeah, us and I know for sure the XL got one.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Yeah, and the classic story, they even had a picture over their website. It was early. There's a lot of ball buzz that went on about this. And Mike, had a picture. So, yeah, you know, we got a big eye. Big eye today. It's like a nice 25-pound albacore.
He thought it was like, a big eye.
Yeah. And
I've never seen
one. There's like a whole generation of kids and crew members. They don't know what one is. They haven't seen one. You know, we haven't really caught any since 2009, 2010.
We had that conversation the other day at the tackle store. You want to talk about like starting to feel old about things. And I mean, I will say it all the time. I think our shop has the best crew in the entire business. And we were like going around like, you caught one of those things? One of the guys like, dude, I haven't even been alive since those things have been around. Like, you know, everybody was like, yeah, I caught one. I caught one in 2009. You know, like half of the crew like hasn't even been here since that's been a thing. Like,
but in the meantime, we're catching yellowfin.
Oh, yeah, 200 pounders.
Giant bluefin tuna, yellowtail. Okay.
I'll give you the abridged version of that albacore we got. It was a little guy. I want to say he was 11 pounds. He's up there west of Clemente, and you know, we get in. I saw it up at the top of the dock. I think I was in the bridge, you know, when we caught it or something. I didn't see it when it came aboard, and everybody thought it was a little bluefin. And I got up at the top of the dock, I'm like, dude, is somebody going to tell me we got an albacore here? Everybody's like, what?
What?
That's an albacore.
Oh, come on.
You can't believe
the guys didn't even recognize an albacore.
No, that's my favorite part. Yeah. How hard I'm going around. I had to convince everybody it was an albacore. So much so that even Sean down at Fisherman's Processing, you know, he got the guys
down
and take samples of it, you know. I don't know if it's an albacore.
Dude, just cut the flash, right?
Or just look at it.
It's pretty obvious, right?
Look at it. It's obvious to me of it. You know, apparently not to everybody else. But it had all the markings. And it even, you know, these things that you wouldn't really consider, but it smelled like an albacore.
So, yeah. No, I know that smell. Yeah.
I mean, it's like an albacore, man. There's no question. So, to the point where they send in the tissue, because I'm arguing it, you know, vehemently. They send in the tissue for the DNA.
Yeah, you'll never believe it. Oh, come on.
So, okay, for those of our listeners that may not know what an albacore looks like.
Which, that's a real thing, man.
Yeah. Tell us what an albacore looks like.
Well, I mean, it looks like a little penguin would swim in the water.
With a giant eye, right?
They have bigger eye.
Yeah,
you know they're darker on top, but their texture is they're a lot more delicate. They're a really delicate fish, especially compared to a bluefin or yellowfin. They're hard,
right?
You know, those things are warriors, and albacore, they just don't have that sturdy composition, but.
They have a distinctive smell.
Very distinct. Yeah. They have a really high oil content. Mm-hmm. I can't wait till we catch those things. I'm not on the bluefin and the yellowfin.
No.
But, you know, I'd like there's to have a jar of the albacore in my cabinet, too.
And there's just something so cool about seeing those things when they're coming up and they're circling like a tuna and seeing those big old wings, you know. Yeah. Like, it is such a uniquely distinct fish.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Well, I'm just excited to hear the clickers go off again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I heard the clicker go off in a reel in a long time.
I haven't heard that
in a long time.
Yeah, except for Let's Talk Hookup you hear today.
Yeah, that's true.
As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you here on Let's Talk Hookup. A lot to talk about.
So much great stuff to cover. Going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be talking the Liberty, talking great stuff going on the Royal Star. So much cool stuff going on right now. It's a great day, and we are happy to spend Mother's Day with you, and a big happy Mother's Day to all the moms. All the moms out there. Big happy Mother's Day to my mom. And, hey, we were on to hear from you today. It's going to be a great show. Lots of great stuff to get in on. And if you want to join us, give us a call. 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Again, 213-432-1090. That's the phone number. Or shoot us a text. Been a hugely popular addition to Let's Talk Hookup. Text the show. It's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. Just download the Let's Talk Hookup app to your phone, and you can shoot a text message right through, and we'll be reading those throughout the show. Lots of fun. And boy, do we have a killer prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. In a big celebration, we are giving away a full-day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. So you're going to get to go on that beautiful boat, which looks fantastic. They just finished a really big maintenance period and already on great fishing. They've had really good bluefin fishing again the last couple of days. So getting a full-day trip on board the Liberty and a $50 gift card to Point Loma Seafoods.
How about that, dude?
Again, if you want to get your shot at that great prize, 213-432-1090, or better yet, your opportunity to talk to Captain Tim. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone call. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
It's a fact of life in Southern California. Hard water. And if you have a pool, your tile shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Tile Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Tile Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Henry David Thoreau said, "Many men go fishing all their lives without knowing that it's not the fish they are after." Let me tell you, it's been one wild year, but one thing that still rings true is how nice it is to get out on the water. And at Fastlane Kayaking, we have the tools to do it. Catch fish and social distance on the super stable and fully loaded fishing machine, the Hobie Pro Angler, now available with the Mirage Drive 360. Or explore our beautiful coastlines, bays, and lakes in comfort on a Hobie Compass or Passport. Or load up the car and hit the road with the inflatable Hobie I-11S and kayak the stunning lakes in Eastern Sierra or wherever you can dream of. The Fastlane team cannot begin to tell you how much we appreciate your business over the last 41 years. We are family-owned and operated, and always have been, and we're here to help you get on the water and spread the stoke. Check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or stop by the shop in Dana Landing Marina, right on the water in Mission Bay. Let's get out and make some memories.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1 1/2 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Already getting packed up. Again, if you want to get your shot, 213-432-1090. And again, text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, some good texts coming through already, but let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
You got it, man. How about we start with Don? Don's getting us started from Woodland Hills this morning. Don, good morning, and thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys, good morning. First of all, happy Mother's Day to my first fishing buddy, my mom.
That's cool. Nice job, Don.
Hey, guys, a quick comment and then a question for you, Captain. I was out last week on the 2.5 day on the Searcher, and the Searcher did everything they possibly could to put us on the fish, and as we all know, the wind was out there was just absolutely miserable. But nonetheless, we scratched out a few bluefin that first day and then went a little closer to shore the next day, and I was a happy camper. I had limits on yellowtail and one bluefin, so
yeah.
But the Searcher stuff is just the way they handle the boat, the way the crew, just everything is just perfect, including the folks on the dock that get you started. So hats off to them.
Glad to hear
and
that.
Then,
thank you.
Question. I know that, you know, my first rule is to always listen to the crew on board, because you guys are out there every single day and you've got literally the latest scoop on the water. So can you give us a few quick tips of what to do and what not to do?
Well, you know, the first thing you said, listening to the crew, is probably the best piece of advice. And I can't tell you what to do or what not to do in the immediate, because, you know, we're not on scene. We're not on the grounds. And it's so dynamic. It changes. Let me give you an example. We've seen where, let's say the fish were biting a flatfall is really good, right? Which they do quite a bit. And then, you know, you'll be out there the very next day and it's 10 in the morning. You haven't had a sniff on a flatfall, or you've got one or two. Everybody's just flatfalling their rear ends off. And then, you know, the guy goes up, slings a Colt sniper. Ooh, he's on instant. Another guy, ooh, he's on. They're biting the Colt sniper that day. You know, what I would tell you, the best advice I can ever dispense about fishing is, don't be the guy that's just doing what everybody else is doing all the time. You know, don't be afraid to mix it up. And that's a perfect example. You got to mix it up. You got to try some different things. Hey, if it's not working for you, you've flatfalled, you know, made 20 drops and didn't get one, put on a Colt sniper, put on a sardine with a sinker, fly line a sardine. You know, in addition to keeping it interesting for yourself, that's the way we get on them. That's the way we figure out what was the old, mm-hmm. remember speaking of albacore back in the day, you know, what was the hot color of the
right,
day?
Sure.
Oh, they're biting a zucchini today.
It's all
you know,
about the black and purple, but it's got to have an amber head, not a green head.
That's right.
Yeah.
But it was true. And I mean, I can't tell you how many times, you know, go out over the radio. Hey, you know, this is my sixth jig strike right. on the.
All on this.
Yeah. On the Mexican flag.
Mexican flag. Yeah, I was going to say that was the hot one. Yeah.
Or
the skirted Mexican flag, right?
The bleeding mackerel.
Yeah.
But seriously, I mean, that is probably the best piece of advice I could give you, is to mix it up. And mix it up with whatever the latest, and you'll find out what the latest has been from both following the websites, talking to the pros. I mean, the guys who really are in the know, I'm going to throw a compliment, and I mean it Ricky's way. They're the guys at the tackle store. Hey, man, they're on it. They have their finger on the pulse. They're talking to the guys that are coming off the boat. They're talking to the anglers that were on the boat. They're talking to the captains and crews. Those guys will get you dialed in before you ever set foot on deck of you know, being a one-day boat, a long-range boat. Those guys know what's going on. So, you know, you're starting with a good foundation. You're not going out there with a bunch of junk that hasn't worked for 5 years. And then you talk to the guys in the boat, the crew, you know, and I know on Royal Star, like, our crew members love that.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan, man, what's going on? He'll go aside with you and bend your ear. Hey, this is what, you know, this day this happened. You'll probably get too much information. These guys are so eager to share what's going on because they're fishermen themselves. But you combine all those things, you're going to be in the best position possible to succeed in, you know, whatever the situation is. You know, you laid it out pretty good. You know, you had one of those windy days, one of those tough days. You know, there's going to be a lot of variation in it, but it's all about putting yourself in the best position to succeed with whatever the conditions are.
No doubt about it. I always reflect back on the Tony the Tiger Marauder, right? And back in the day, that was, I mean, what are the Wahoo biting? They're biting troll on the Tony the Tiger Marauder, right? I mean, that was the one. But then people started innovating and bringing out new types of Wahoo lures, right? And so it's kind of a spread, right, Ricky? I mean, people are catching troll Wahoo on all kinds of stuff, not just Tony the Tiger.
That kind of stuff cracks me up over the years. You know, you see it exactly like you said, Pete. However long ago when that was the in vogue thing, like, you might as well not sell anything but that. A Yozuri 210 black and orange Marauder. That was it.
Yeah.
I can't tell you the last time we've sold a Marauder.
Yeah.
You know, everybody wants the swimming style plugs now, whether it be a Nomad or a Paula or this or that. You know, that style of lure is what is so in vogue again right now. But yeah, it's just, you know, they didn't stop biting your Tony the Tiger Marauder, but again, there's
new things.
But there's no doubt about it. Like, the reason those things are popular, they're popular for a reason. Like, you put one back, they get bites.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, and everybody notices.
Yeah.
For sure. You remember that those Marauders? Something we go off on the stories here, but it wasn't so much the color as there was Always that one or two. It tracked right, whatever it was.
You could see it in the rod.
God, it was unbelievable. You'd get one that
had no paint left on it.
Yeah, and they'd bite it every time. We'd start, you know, our trolling rotation. It wouldn't be who's up on the rotation. It's who's up on that plug.
Yeah,
and the trollers themselves would, okay, it's your turn on that
right, you're up.
So is it the action of the lure then?
Had to be. Sure. You know, there's something. That one tracks right. It has a little wiggle, whatever the hell it is. You know, and then inevitably after the 100th fish or 30th fish, it would break. And
now what are we going to do?
I have to figure out which one worked. You know,
I always like that and like the ribbing of the troll team who doesn't have that. Little, somebody go get Bill. Make him get back. Have Bill put his lure back in so we get stopped again so we can catch one. You guys all suck, man. Somebody go find Bill.
Yeah, and it would work.
Totally.
Put that one out. And
hey, we're on.
And it's the exact same, the same guy has the exact same lure sitting right next to one. It doesn't get bit, and that one gets
that's
it
right. Totally.
It's
exactly.
Just the tracking. Yeah. Whatever it is. Okay. Hey, great. Thanks a lot, Don, for the call this morning. Fun. I have a great text here. Good question. Any update on Guadalupe possible? And that's from Dave in San Diego.
I know that we have our application in. We got our master permit. There's basically a master permit from Semarnat, and then CONAP has to approve it and issue a permit also. So we're in process, and all indications are that they're going to issue permits.
It's
going to
happen.
Yeah. The one caveat, and is you guys know about the... So
it's a new fee.
They have proposed a new fee for Guadalupe. Everybody listen up. $75 a day user fee to fish at Guadalupe, which seems pretty rich. You know, it's pretty dear. I have mixed feelings about it. On the one hand, it's pretty costly for a day use fee. But at the same time, I look at it like, is there anywhere else in the world that even closely resembles that opportunity?
And you go spend three days there and it costs you $225?
And that's obviously
extra.
Yeah, that's on top of your trip.
Yeah,
but
on top of the other permits too.
That's right.
Well, the other permits didn't go away.
Yeah, there's the master permit and there's the port fees and the like. But let's say it boils down to an extra, $100-$125 a day, right? That's a lot.
Yeah, yeah. We're not minimizing it. Yeah,
yeah. Not
we're trying
at all,
to pretend like that's not a real expense.
Right, but again, for the opportunity out there,
there's just no doubt.
During the right time of the year.
Right, and the fact that obviously the whole world's been shut down. Everybody's been hammered by the pandemic and the lack of revenue, and so they're trying to recover some revenue down. Do I begrudge them that? No, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
Now,
and do I think it's worth it? Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, Captain Frank Lopresti called me and said, what do you think? I said, I'll pay it. You know, if to have the opportunity to go to Guadalupe,
that's
the bottom line, right? You either go or you don't go. You pay the $75 fee or you don't.
Right.
And you don't go.
And the most amazing sights, sounds you could ever imagine. You can't even describe how incredible all the interactions are between the fishing. I mean, obviously the sharks are our nemesis, but at the same time, just seeing part of that blue planet
experience is spectacular.
Historically, the production out there speaks for itself. I mean, we've had the most amazing catches there consistently how many years?
Nothing like a good trip to Guadalupe.
And then, it's flat calm at night, too.
Flat calm. You're going to be in the anchor.
Yeah, 90% of the places we fish there are flat calm or damn near flat calm. So.
Especially during the time of the year that you fish it,
that's
too.
Exactly right.
Do the shark boats also have to pay that $75 fee?
So
across the board.
Yeah, so my understanding is it's all the... It's for the two of the reserves in Mexico, the Revillagigedo Reserve... for all the dive boats that go down there, and then Guadalupe. That's where that special fee is being imposed. And, those are really special places, and they attract a lot of tourists. And it's a pretty high price tag for a trip there. So I'm sure Mexico was like, hey, look, we need you to recover some fees here, and we're going to charge, what we feel is fair to visit this paradise. So... anyway, that's
well said.
That's how it goes with Guadalupe this year. Obviously, we got to get permits in hand before we figure out how we're going to manage it. Because you just the thing is with all of our voyages, we don't know where we're going in advance. So this is going to be the question for us, how we manage this. There may be such incredible bluefin fishing offshore and yellowtail fishing, whatever.
Like last year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, obviously we didn't have the opportunity.
Why would we need to go to Guadalupe? Let's just go here.
And we didn't. So there were plenty of trips. And you know, it's the same decision from a fishing perspective we've been faced with many a time, because you have to plan in advance. We have to notify our brokers we're going there. You know, there's some logistical obstacles there that you have to arrange ahead of time. So, you know, getting together with everybody. Let's say you're leaving on a 7-day trip, 3 days before the trip, 4 days. We don't know if we're going there.
Right.
So obviously we're gonna have to get together with our groups and figure out. You know, this is going to be the challenge. It's like, well, what if one angler says, I don't want to pay the extra $225 or whatever. We're going to have to figure that one out. I'm assuming that that's not going to be a big obstacle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Because I want to believe that the vast majority of anglers that fish, especially in the long range boats, are aware of how incredible that opportunity is out there, and would be willing to pay an extra $200, $300.
Yeah,
to go out there.
If that's what you choose to do.
Sure. Yeah. And I'm with you, Pete. And that's what I thought. I thought to myself, you know, would I pay that?
Would I pay it?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would. If I was going on a vacation of this caliber and you know, I had that opportunity to go fish out there.
And the captain makes the choice, that's our best bet. Go for it.
You bet.
The one other accolade you didn't give that place that's also so special is it is all those things. It's so spectacular wildlife, the fishing, the comfort and everything else. And it is, in the world of long range fishing, it is so close to home. Like, you're not traveling 4 days to get to take advantage of that caliber
of fishing. Amazing fishing.
Yeah,
giant yellowtail, big yellowfin. I mean,
the next day,
it's just all of those things. Still going to necessitate the stop in Ensenada, though.
Absolutely,
that's going to
100%.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure how you know. Obviously, there's still the health protocols and all that. That we'll see how they manage that down there. You know, I mean, we've proposed, you know, virtual check-in, so on and so forth. So I know they were lukewarm about it. They were hard no last year. They're lukewarm about it now. Maybe we can work something out when they're more amenable and it works out better for scheduling. But if not, hey, it's no big deal.
No, sure, well done. Few years, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, roll in there, do your check-in. They're great. They're friendly. It's you know, half an hour, an hour, and boom, you're on your way.
Well, that's worth it for
the opportunity out there.
For sure. Well, speaking of going south, let's head south down to Rancho Lanier right now. Our buddy John Ireland's on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete, Rick. Hello, Tim.
Morning.
Hi, John.
Yeah, well, that Mexican government, they're figuring ways to tax us, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Kind of like our government.
Yeah, just wait.
There's a continuity here.
Yeah.
Kind of a trend.
Yeah.
It's better, that's for sure, guys. That's for sure. Well, we got warming water down here. The weather's been beautiful, you know, real spring weather. It's cool morning still. The mornings are in the low 60s, and it's warming up to the low 80s midday. Blue skies, beautiful weather. No north wind now. Water's real, real flat, clear and blue. And boy, the water temp has just bumped. It's almost 80 degrees, 77 to 80 degrees right now, right in front. And so in the last 3 or 4 weeks, the water's bumped 10 degrees. And it's made a difference in the fishing. Yeah, a big jump real, real quick. A lot of striped marlin around, real close inside. They're loving the ballyhoo. Multiple releases for most anglers targeting the stripers. They're on the inshore bank. Last couple weeks, they're a little further outside. This week, they're pretty close, maybe 2-3 miles off, right on all the drop-offs from the hotel down to the lighthouse. And they're releasing. Everybody's pretty much releasing multiple, a couple at least. So very, very good striped marlin fishing. The rooster fish are here early and some nice fish. You know, 30 to 50-pound roosters are common. There's a lot of them around. They're mixed with loads of Jack Crevel. Big Jack Crevel are in there with them. They're feeding hard along the beach. It's pretty exciting stuff and really, really good rooster fishing right now. So that's a help. We've got finally catching some Dorado. With this warming water, you know, we haven't seen many tuna or Dorado. The tuna that we have seen have been coming out of Pomo Park, big individual fish. But now just yesterday, the boats were running into them under the porpoise, not very far off, 4 to 6 miles right off the front and then down to the lighthouse under fast-moving porpoise. And some nice yellowfin taken out of there, 10 to 30 pounders. They're hitting hoochies and live sardine. We're getting a lot of live sardine. They're actually panfish, but real, real good bait and a lot of that available. And everything seems to be biting that. The Dorado, we had two Dorado come to table, bulls, 25 to 40 pounders.
Ooh, and, nice fish.
Yeah, nice fish. And we've seen smaller Dorado, you know, some peewees, but nothing of this size. So that's a good sign. And they're out when the guys are trolling around the valley, who's been the ticket for the striped marlin, certainly. And the Dorado been going for that, too. So a couple of Dorados, just in the last couple of days, the yellowfin and the Dorado showed up. So we're hopeful about that. There's bottom fishing's real good. Lots of African pompano around. Geez, just as many as you want, literally. Really good eaters. A few nice big pargos, some big amberjack, and loads of skipjack. With the white skipjack around in great numbers. So it's picking up. It's getting better, guys.
Boy, that sounds great, John. Glad to hear that things are in such full swing. I know last week you talked about just the huge volumes of bait out there, and it's so nice to hear that's holding all the fish. Great for the fishermen and great for the fishing part of it, too, and certainly some great opportunities. And, boy, our big trip is right around the corner. I know last week we had one spot that was still available to come down to the ranch. Is that still the case for our big Let's Talk Hookup tournament? Do you know Pete?
Yeah, I talked to Pam the other day. Two rooms opened
up. Oh, no way.
Yeah, a couple people had to bail, and it's been sold out for a long, long time. And $5,000 in cash, courtesy of Cutwater Spirits. $3,000 for first place in the tournament. So, so John, if people can get in there, and their airfares are still reasonable out of Tijuana, and you can get down to Rancho Leonero. Great opportunity, right, John?
Absolutely, and I highly recommend people trying to go down via Tijuana on Valaris. You know, there's some real advantages. Not only are they cheaper, but I just my last airfare going up at $47 I paid one way.
Epic.
So I have a couple of tips that I personally learned and didn't know in my trip last week to Loreto about going through CBX. Number one, you can print your FMM for free online before you go.
Nice.
But and it was so easy. You don't have to kind of wait in line to use the computers there and stuff like that. But make sure you put that you're crossing by land, you're traveling by land and not by air. I made that mistake. I put that I was traveling by air, and they made me redo it because you're actually traveling by land.
Yeah, you're entering their customs via land.
Yeah, via land. So make sure you point by land.
Good call.
Number two is I have global entry, which I know Tim does too. You're also crossing by land. When you return, you have to have your global entry card, your passport. If you want to use the global entry line, your passport works, but you can't use the global entry line unless you have your card with you. So that's a couple of tips if you have global entry, because sometimes during holidays especially, you can hit a line and global entry just bypasses that line and goes right to the front. So
I'm sure that it exists, but I have yet to fly through that CBX border crossing when you do the CBX. I have yet to hit it and ever have more than two people in front of me at custom. I mean, holidays, things like
and
that.
And the same thing happened to me on Thursday when I came through. There was one person in front of me, so it was not a big deal. But Tim, you had an experience.
Yeah, the line was all the way backed up into Mexico. I've never seen anything like it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thousands of people. It's unreal.
Okay.
And
there you go.
But I had my global entry cards like at the back of the line, like, and I started walking. One guy grabbed me. He's like, "Hey, you can't go." So I showed him my card. He said, "Make way,
have fun, buddy.
Make way for the
go right down the middle,
right to
the
front."
How cool is that?
The whole way.
Oh, that feels good.
Yeah. So that's a tip. But you do again, like if you're traveling in the U.S. via air, you don't need your card. You just show them your passports because it's in your card. But if you're crossing by land, you need that card. So
just a couple good tips there.
Great.
That was personal experience for me.
Sure.
Had there been a line, I'd really been in trouble. I was like, wait a minute, I'm full entry. Nope, you got to go to the back line. So
Hey, so, Pete, I might mention as well, there's a big advantage of coming and walking across the border to CBX. No COVID testing.
Oh, yeah, that's another huge advantage. Yeah, the group that was flying back with us on Alaska Airlines back through LAX had to all get the COVID test for $50 the day before. We didn't have to do that. So that's a good point, John, for sure.
Yeah, no, that's a big point. Absolutely. I go back and forth, and that's how I do it. A lot of times I'll fly down on Alaska out of San Diego, but I always fly back to Tijuana to avoid that test.
Yeah, for sure. Well, if somebody wants to grab one of those last two rooms during the Let's Talk Hookup Rancho Leonero tournament, June 5 through 9, both Ricky and I will be down there. It's going to be a blast. How do we get a hold of you?
It's going to be fun, Pete. It's going to really be a good one, a good time. 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. Awesome. Great, John. Looking forward to the tournament. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sure will, gentlemen. Nice talking to you. Thank you.
See you, buddy. Nice. Thanks, John. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Phone lines are absolutely packed. Tons of great text coming your way. We got catch reports coming up. You stay tuned. Lots of good information. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090. This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. It's simple. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote for your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Dallas and I did exactly that, and it was incredible. We chose a beautiful Mammoth Area campground. Adventure and Camping delivered the trailer to our spot. We showed up, enjoyed a clean, spacious trailer without any of the hassle. When it was time to go home, we just closed the door and drove away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureincamping.com for details. Make sure to mention Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special 20% off offer, but this special won't last long, so go to adventureincamping.com today.
A great gear from Shimano. And I gotta tell you, it's been a long, cold winter, but it's here. All the Shimano gear is actually in stock at Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
It's been great to see. I mean, everybody knows what's going on. It's not just Shimano. It's everybody. It's tackle in general has been tough. There's such high demand, and things have been harder to get, and they're doing a great job. It's so nice to see. I was mentioning that yesterday. I went to buy the real case. Every size Trinidad in stock. Every size Talica in stock.
Wait, Talica 50s?
Yes.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really nice to see. And we're getting gear trickling in every day. I know it's not just us. I know it's all the Shimano retailers, the gear, they're just doing a really, really good job in what are very difficult conditions to get that kind of stuff around. But,
you have them.
Yesterday
you have
we every had every Trinidad, Talica. Every Talica in stock, Tranks, Spinning, Stella, that's been really hard to get, Speedmaster, all sizes of Speedmasters in stock. Yeah, it's life is really good in the Shimano world right
now. Yeah, for sure. I noticed one thing, you know, the Trinidad A, I had an older gold Trinidad in Loretto, and I hooked a yellow on that, and then I hooked a yellow on the gold on the silver Trinidad A. The difference in that power with that X chip is noticeable.
That's awesome.
It's pretty unbelievable the way that X chip really helps the power of that
gearing.
Trinidad A.
Totally,
it's the gearing
and the better better material.
I mean, nothing,
and drag wash.
Nothing bad about 100%. The gold Trinidad.
Yeah.
But the Trinidad A is just that much step above.
No doubt about it.
Check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Hey, as promised, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It is time for the Catch Report. Today, sponsored by Terrafin. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin.com. They have temperature, chlorophyll, and more. And with Terrafin Mobile, you can download the charts and take it with you on your mobile device. Check out the brand new enhanced water contour features. Terrafin is the professional's choice for accurate information. Check Terrafin.com for more information. We're going to start up at Dana Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, our blast from the past, our good buddy, Captain Chris Pika, is on the line. What's up, Pika?
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
What's up, Pika?
Hey, well, you know, we got our spring going on here, so of course it's that roller coaster ride, up and down, up and down. That's with the bass fishing in the half-day zones. We got about 61, 62-degree water, you know, but we had that red tide come through, and it's kind of streaky, but it's starting to clean up, and we're starting to see some bass action, which is really good in that half-day zone. The more productive methods was, the, you know, not quite fly line, just put, like, a little bit of a slide and sinker on. Some of the guys were getting bit on fly line, and fly line when we had the anchovies, with just like a little slide and sinker. Some of the guys were dropping down a little bit deeper for some sand bass action mixed in with some of the sheephead that we were catching too in the half day zone. Dropper loop setup, reverse dropper loop setup was working pretty good for the sand bass and the sheephead. And guys, over the three-quarter day area, we're getting, rock fishing's been pretty good, the assorted rockfish with the reds, and then we're also getting into some of the, sculpin fishing definitely took a spike for the upturn here this week. Those things wanted to chew. And all those fish you're catching out there are really good eating out in that deep water zone. And then guys, some of those 3/4 day boats have even been coming in and giving a little test run to some of the bass spots down there off of Camp Pendleton, San Onofre area. Still they got that streaky water from that red tide that came through. But that's starting to clean up. And, you know, of course it's springtime fishing that, you know, you're going to get your, it's like a roller coaster ride. It's up and down. You get some nice days of good weather. Everything's starting to clean up. Then all of a sudden the wind picks up, swell picks up, water rolls. So we just got to basically deal with that. So it's kind of been on that up and down swing. Over at the island there, San Clemente Island, we've had the Fury going out over there. They've been seeing some schools of yellows all in the 15 to 20-pound range. And, guys, got a lot going on. It's good springtime fishing right now. And if you want to hop on a boat, you can give us a call here at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. The phone number is area code 949-496-5794. You can look us up on the web at DanaWharf.com. You can also friend us on Facebook, or you can also get our Dana Wharf Sport Fishing app. Get all the up-to-date information, bam, right when it happens.
There it is. Yeah, hey, great job, Captain Pika. Sure appreciate that. Great report from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Hey, you have a great week, guys. Good hearing your voice.
All right, you too, Pika. Thanks very much. Well, let's hit the surf now. Our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line with our surf fishing report. What's up, Gundy?
How you guys doing today?
Hey, we're doing great, buddy. Good morning.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Yes.
Well said.
Hey, more good halibut fishing. And, you know, we talked about the live bait bite, and it's continuing in the bays, in the lagoons. And this year, a lot of 30-inch class fish, really good quality fish. I don't know where they were last year, maybe offshore or something, but they're sure here this year. Hook, line, sinker reported good halibut catches this week. Yesterday, a shop regular reported taking a 26 and a 28-inch fish on a metallic sardine flash minnow. That was a Goleta. On Friday, another angler took a 32-inch fish at Rincon on a flash minnow. The barred perch fishing has also been very good. Most anglers report limits, a couple of nice ones right around the two-pound mark. We're taking at El Capitan on Carolina Rig two-inch swim baits. Wiley's held their last uptown derby on Saturday. A nice one-pound, 15-ounce fish took top honors. It was taken at Sycamore on an MS anchovy pattern flash minnow. The second best fish was 1 pound, 15 ounce. Lots of 1 pound class fish. They had ripe fish. So it seems to me the spawn is occurring a little later, you know, whereas maybe March and April were the center months. Now I think May and June seems to be the better bite. So those guys are going to have to kick their derby down the road a month or so or something like that. Anyways, big fish at Seal Beach supported good halibut action, shoreline drive, Cherry Beach, 72nd place, Bolsa Chica Inlet, and Huntington Cliffs, all good spots. The bait bite has been best. A 35-inch fish was taken off Surfside on a piece of frozen anchovy. Big yellowfin croaker also outside the surf line. They're finding them under the bird schools. Seal Beach Steady, 72nd place, has been good places to look. Early in the morning, cast a crocodile, a castmaster in there, and get a yellowfin croaker, you know, up to 4 pounds, and then a few smaller sea bass up to just legal also in the mix. Ketchum Tackle reported good halibut action. Newport Bay shop regular took two legal fish yesterday on an anchovy pattern swim bait. Pacific Coast reported good halibut action. On the beaches, in the lagoons, and the harbor, warming water, lots of bait, reports up and down the coast, just lots of anchovies, small sardines, lots of bait shallow. Yesterday, a 31-inch fish was taken, probably 11-pound fish, in the lagoon on a live sardine. And just reinforcing that point about the live bait, I found out that 26-pound fish that won the Lily Call was taken on a live smelt there, and the angler actually dumped a similar-sized fish about an hour before he landed the tournament winner. So lots of those nice hens in the bay right now, guys. So this is a good time to stick a big one.
Man, that's always such great dope, Gundy. You do such a good job compiling such killer surf fish information when it's on the bait, when it's on the lures, and up and down the beach. We sure appreciate it. Great job, as always, and we'll look forward to hearing another killer one next Sunday.
Right on. I get that good info from those local shops, guys. So, you know, patronize those local shops.
That's what it's about. Appreciate it. All right, Gundy, appreciate that.
Have a good one, guys.
You too.
Great week.
Look forward to that. Hey, want to remind you, if you want more information, check out surffishtackle.com for all your surf fishing reports, tackle, and more.
Yeah, and let's go ahead and jump back on the phones, Rick.
Corey in Orange is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Corey. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. First time caller. Long time listener, and I just discovered the app and that archive section. Man, this is really making my work days go by way faster.
That's rad, Corey.
Hey, question for you guys. So I've heard a lot of guests talk about the main reason for losing fish is either the drag is too loose or too tight. So what's a good rule of thumb for setting your drag?
Good question.
Well, I mean, I think the first rule of thumb is It don't set it too tight in the beginning because you don't want to bust them off. Here's a great myth too. You'll love this one, Ricky. Always your, you know, don't touch your drag during the fight. You know, no, you adjust your drag all the time. You know, and personally, I prefer it to be, let's call it medium. You don't want it so loose that you can't set the hook, or you know, you put it in gear and swing, and the you know line peels off the reel. But at the same time, You don't want it so tight that you're going to bust them off on the first run. But for sure, I've seen way more fish lost because the drag's too tight at first than it is too loose. Like, way more. I can't tell you how many times you see that. Somebody puts in a gear, especially down at the islands, you know, put in gear, swing, pow, oh, it's a shark. You know, it's like, no, man, it wasn't a shark. You know, your drag
was too
tight.
Because they're going full speed when they eat that bait, especially that yellowfin down there.
Yeah, they're smoking. So I prefer to be on the looser side, and obviously we got to talk about what range, you know, depending on what size line you have. But, you know, let's use 50-pound or 40-pound, for example. I mean, you want to be able to pull it off by hand. What is that, like 16 pounds or 14 pounds? Or?
At the most, you know what I mean? Like, you'd be surprised at, I think that you're so right that in the beginning of the fight, way more people lose their fish by having too heavy of drag, and at the end of the fight, people lose too many fish by having too light of a drag. So
right.
you said it best, where it's just it's an adjustment period. Like,
and if you're on a sport boat, ask the crew, hey, check my drag, see what's going on. Don't be afraid to ask the crew. I do it all the time.
The only reason I hesitate to answer, Tim, is like I've just never been a put this thing on the scale and but I think that the general rule is somewhere between 15% and 25% of your line breaking strength. They say, you know, ask Blake, ask one of those, you know.
Yeah. That being said, to break 50 and 60 pound tests, that drag has to be really tight.
Yeah, it takes a lot.
It takes a lot.
There's the old talk about, you know, there's the dynamic force and the static. And if the fish is ripping the other direction and you hammer the drag because there's two forces going the opposite direction, pow, you'll snap that line. But, you know, this is the greatest one. We used to talk about it in seminars back in the old Fred Hall days. Snag that 50-pound on the bottom of this jig and try to bust that off. I mean, you'll find out how tough your line is.
Yeah.
My gosh. I mean, especially on a skiff, you just about pull the gunnel under the line.
Yeah, exactly.
You're screwed. You got to put it in gear and drive away. It's almost impossible to break it. So the point is, as the fight progresses, especially when you're talking about tuna, when they stop getting squirrely, they stop running around, they're done taking long runs, that's when you inch that drag up. And the old rule of thumb is, when you're turning the handle of the reel, if line isn't coming on, your drag is too loose.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
It's as simple as that. If you're not putting line on the reel, the drag is too loose, and you got to tighten it up. And I've seen many a time, you know, the anglers get reluctant. You know, a crew member comes over, hey, man, our drag's too loose. Oh, don't touch my drag. Yeah. And it's like, no, let's inch it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, you're never going to get the fish progress, you know.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More great info just like that. You stay at Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the Zesty Vodka Mule, or the Spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at cutwaterspirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranks massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This Adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power-fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Llanero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Llanero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLanero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Llanero.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in 4 models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.